Pueblo Colorado's The Haunted Wind Chimes is a band that defies easy classification. Co-founder Ainea Lujan says it's the group's ability to shift between styles that he likes best.
We do bluegrass festivals, we play cowboy poetry festivals, we go and do these indie sort of rock and roll gigs. We've really done a good job of just kind of dabbling a little bit here and there with every sort of scene. Perhaps by some magic, our music seems to kind of be fitting for any situation. We're kind of chameleon in that sense.
The band is rounded out by Lujan's sister Chayla, plus Desiree Garcia and Mike Clark. Although some might think that having four writers in a band would make inner tensions rise, Lujan says it's the familial element of the group that makes decisions about the repertoire relatively easy.
We're big fans of each other's songwriting outside of the group. Our ears will kind of perk up on certain tunes that we really feel is appropriate for the band, or sometimes a member will just bring a song to the table and say, hey, I really want to do this in the chimes, and you know, and then we kind of bang it out, arrange it, come up with parts. It's a pretty organic process.
I don't want to be your little box no more. I can't roll around with my corners on the floor. Oh, I don't want to be your little winged thing.
Unlike some of their contemporaries, the members of the Haunted Wind Chimes are not focused on showing off their chops on individual instruments, but instead accentuating what the audience came to hear in the first place, the songs.
We may be a string band, but we're definitely more focused on songwriting, and to us, songwriting takes precedent over everything else.
Mama, let me tell you about the one I love. She's the prettiest girl I ever did see. Love her.
He's quick to point out that his band stands out for a number of reasons. Pueblo is not traditionally a town given to Americana music.
It's always had a really amazing punk rock and metal scene and hip-hop, even more recently. It's got a great comedy scene, too. And yeah, the Wind Chimes are, you know, we're kind of, you know, at least from my vantage point, we're really the only ones kind of doing this more rootsy string band thing, you know, so we've kind of created our own little niche for ourselves in Pueblo.
He was born the seventh son, the seventh day of July. It was 1977 under a southern sky. And though he did survive, well, his mama, she died. Underneath the moon and the howling wind, he cried.
Lujan and his bandmates are also not striving to recapture a bygone era by writing songs that imitate structures and themes heard in the past. Instead, the writers focus on what they know best.
They come out of real experiences, they come out of real situations.
The band has developed a few second homes in recent years, but Kansas, and in particular Wichita, has become one of them. Desiree Garcia has family in the city, and former bassist Sean Fanning was a critical member of the Wichita music scene when he lived here. But beyond that, Lujan sees strong similarities between this city and the place he calls home.
Just the kind of overall attitude, the sort of love for good songs, I definitely feel like there's some sort of hidden string between Wichita and Pueblo. It just seems to be that the types of people we end up running into just seem so familiar, and it seems like that there's a certain sense of home there. As a musician, you're always looking for those types of places and those types of people just to kind of have this extension of home, to know that you can leave your house and find like-minded folks and find a like-minded environment. You know, it kind of shows you that, you know, the world's a lot similar than it is different. It gives you hope.
Bassist Sean Fanning did leave the band just as the group's summer tour was beginning. Lujan says that there are no plans to hire a permanent replacement. And he says, now, maybe more than ever, the bonds within the group are tight. He's in a band with both his sister and his girlfriend, and multi-instrumentalist Mike Clark is a longtime friend.
There is an unspeakable bond between all of us. We really understand each other, especially as songwriters. And I think that the everyday challenges of making it work is no different than a tight-knit family. Shayla and I, for one, were raised in a really close family. You know, we did everything together. We ate dinner together. We went on long road trips together. So we kind of were raised around that sort of air of family. And I know the same is for Desi. It's a little different for Mike. In his family situation, but there is a true sense of family in his personality as well. The more we grow and the more we go deeper into this Wind Chimes land, we really understand the importance of honesty and just, you know, being pretty open about your feelings or just saying, hey, you know, I'm having an off day. I'll probably be okay, but just wanted to let you know. That way there's no tension or, you know, we're still learning, you know, but I think we're getting extremely good at it.
The Haunted Wind Chimes perform at the Cotillion Ballroom this evening with the Calamity Cubes. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.
Low down cheater,
noble liar,
no good liar.
Do your best,
dirty old bastard.
Handsome fire, back your diamonds,
get back your diamonds,
get back my bed,
get back my bed.
Saw you with her,
better look at me,
saw you kiss her,
saw you.